Today, my friend, I'm here, Calvin Carelli, talking about what's holding you back from getting where you want to go, from having the life that you want, whether it's business or relationship or anything. Well, we're really about getting a 10 out of 10 life in all areas on this channel. So if that's what you're into, you're in the right place. So who am I, this guy? My name is Calvin Carelli. I am a software founder. I'm a spiritual coach to entrepreneurs. And I'm also a software engineer myself. And I've created Simplero, which is software for coaches and course creators and consultants to run their entire business in one platform. And I built it myself and got a team of 30 now working on it. We're at 5 million ARR with essentially no marketing and just focusing on product and customer service. And we've helped coaches and creators make over $645 million, which is a truck ton of money, honestly. Obviously, it's a lot less than what we just saw. What was it? Rand Paul was releasing that the government has wasted $1 trillion in the past year. So, yeah, it's like there's still some ways to go from $645 million to $1 trillion. It's impressive what the government is able to waste on our behalf. And imagine how hard you and I have to work to make that kind of money. And they, like, literally, this is money that you and I made, if you're in the US, paying taxes in the US, and they're just squandering it on shit. So anyway, that's a whole other conversation. So I wanna talk about what's holding you back. This is something it's the case for all of us. So the way that you achieve anything, essentially, is you wanna get really clear on what it is you want and the why, why is the emotional driver. What is it that makes you get up every morning to work on this thing? Like, why? What? Why? All right? That's number one. Number two is we want to find the best strategies to get there, the best tools, the best resources. Like, what is it? How do we get from here to there? How do I get from no business to thriving business? How do I get from $1 million a year to 10 million a year, or from 100,000 a year to 1 million a year, or whatever it is? Like, what is the strategy that's going to get me there from being fat and sloppy and overweight to being in tip-top shape and perfect health and all the things? What are the strategies? What are the resources? What are the tools? And by the way, on the resources, I'm testing out this new in-body band, which is supposed to measure my body composition, and I am not loving it. I think it's crap. Anyway, whole other. But as you see, I'm invested in my body. And I'm always looking for resources or tools that will help me get there faster. But now the third part is, first is what and why, second is strategy, resources, and tools. And the third part is alignment. So I'll draw this up for you just so you have a visual frame of reference. So here we go. So one is what and why. And then two is how, essentially, right? Strategies, resources, tools. And then three is alignment. And what is alignment? That's the big thing that we're going to talk about today. So what it is we've all known, we all have this experience, like, New Year's resolution, I'm gonna get in shape, I'm gonna work out, I'm gonna get fit and strong and trim down and go down a couple sizes, all that. And then you don't do it, you don't follow through. This year I'm gonna double my business, and then you don't follow through and you don't do it. This year I'm gonna create the most loving, incredible relationship with so much love and beautiful sex and all the things, and then you don't do it. Why? Because of inner misalignment. Cross purposes. There's a part of you that wants it, there's a part of you that don't want it. Anything worth having is going to require some sort of effort or sacrifice on your part, right? If you want to get super fit, you're going to have to spend time at the gym. You're going to have to forego some of the desserts, or just eat less, or fast for longer periods and go hungry for a bit, whatever it is. There's going to be some effort that you're going to put in. And that might be something that you don't want to do. But there's also things like upper limits. There might be a belief that, oh, if I have that, then I'm going to be disloyal to my family, or I'm going to be outshining some other person that is then going to look at me funny and then I'm going to feel awkward. All of these kinds of limiting beliefs, or I'm not the kind of person who does that, who has that, who succeeds, like I'm not worthy, I don't deserve it, all of that stuff. So what I want you to do is think about what it is that you are looking to achieve, what is the outcome that you want, and then list all the reasons why, all the limiting beliefs you have about why that can't happen. Just write them out. Like I was thinking about, when I was thinking about this, like one of my core sort of persistent stories that I would tell myself is, I did it wrong. Like I took too long to build my business. I broke up with my ex-wife in the wrong way. I screwed up in some way as a father, as a husband, as a person, as a son. Like I fucked it up. I did something wrong. And then that would then manifest in all kinds of other ways. Like I should have had this result sooner, whatever it is, any kind of area. So it's like, I screwed up, I did it wrong, I should be further along. Something that I see a lot of people feel, a lot of my clients, a lot of the coaches that we serve on Simplera have this thing, oh, I should be further along, I should have be making more money, I should have more clients, like it shouldn't be this hard, I'm behind, I failed somehow because I'm 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and I still haven't, 80, whatever it is, and I haven't yet, blah, blah. I failed somehow. I didn't do it well enough. I'm not good enough. And or you put out content and you're like, nobody cares about me. Nobody's going to listen to me. I haven't achieved enough to deserve people's attention. Who am I to say have any opinion about this, have anything to say about this? Like all of these stories that are in our heads, I want you to write them all down. Pause the video. And just take a minute to write down what are all the bullshit stories that are in your head that would prevent you from actually achieving this? What are all the reasons that your mind comes up with that you don't deserve this? Yeah? That it can never happen. And just look at that list and be like, oh, great. These are just stories. They're just stories in your head. Right? They're just thoughts. They're not even fucking your thoughts. Like, there's nothing original about any of these thoughts. These are all just like some thoughts that you picked up from someone somewhere, whether you read them somewhere or a parent said them or a teacher said them or a peer said them in school or just overheard it on the street. Or like, I think thoughts are like energies that float around, right? And so they just like pop into your head and maybe there's like a receptor in that head where you're like, it triggers something emotionally, like a chemistry in your brain that says, oh yeah, we like this. And so it'll keep you stuck in that place. Like our brains work that way, right? Where we have certain emotional places that we go to that we like. We like to feel like unworthy or exhausted or depressed or whatever, because it's familiar. And maybe it's a way that we get connection with ourselves. Maybe it's a way that we get significance. Oh, look at me, I'm so traumatized, like, see, I'm so special, and that gives us a sense of significance, or it gives us a sense of certainty that we can always go there, and we know that that feeling is going to give us the exact same thing every single time. Or maybe it's a variety, because then we are out there and it's amazing, and then we can always go back to this place, so we can switch back and forth between different emotional states. So like we'll tend to be addicted to certain emotional states, and these thoughts are the things that trigger those emotions so we can feel the same way again and again and again. And the problem, of course, is that those emotional states might not be helpful to where we want to go, to the life that we actually want to live consciously, right? So again, there's a tendency that like I think your brain will pick up on a thought that might be floating in the area, in the ether, and then somehow like gets lodged in your brain as like, oh, your brain hooks on into it and be like, yeah, I like this thought. Yeah, like, oh, we know this. Like, but really it's making you depressed inside. So anyway, these thoughts, these limiting beliefs are not even freaking yours, but being aware of them is a good first step. The second step is just like say them in a funny voice. Just be like, I'm screwed up, I did it wrong, I should be further along, I'm behind, I failed, I didn't do it well enough. I'm not good enough. Nobody cares about me. Nobody's gonna listen to me. I have the Jesus off. And you just say them in a stupid ass way. You can even do like, I did it wrong. I should be playing along. I think the more you do silly stuff like that, you break the pattern. And you say them over and over again, same backwards. Wrong, it did I. Wrong, it did I. Right? So, because the language, we live in prisons made of words, and words are just sounds. So by taking those words and mixing them up, saying them backwards, saying them in a silly voice, saying them super fast or super slow. I did it wrong. I should be wrong. I'm behind. I did it wrong. I should be further along. And just say it in stupid ways, and all of a sudden you hear those sentences come into your head, and you're like, this is dumb. This is silly. There's nothing to it. And so you write out the list, you start saying them in stupid ways. When they pop up, if they pop up in the future again, you say them in another stupid way. Like, what are all the crazy, like, how would, I don't know, Lady Gaga sing this? How would Mickey Mouse say it? How would it sound if it was, I don't know, Donald Trump saying it or Biden saying it or whatever? It doesn't matter. Play with it. Have fun with it. Another thing you can do is you can look at, what is the cost of this? Like, if you had the same, this belief, and you held onto it for another year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, what would the cost of that be? Right? What would it actually cost you to stick with this belief for another 10, 20, 30, 50 years? Is that worth it to you? Or would you be willing to just let it the fuck go? Give it the fuck up. Just let go of that story. Because it literally has nothing to offer. It literally has nothing positive to offer you. The thing to look, recognize with beliefs is, like, say, like, I should be further along. Is that true? Is it true that you should? Like, what does that even mean? Who decides should? What is further? Who decides that? How do we measure that? What the fuck does it even mean? We don't know. It means nothing. Yeah? So is it true? Nah, probably not really, because, like, we don't even know what it means. Well, how does it make you feel? It makes you feel, small. And does it make you do more of the things that you need to do to get further along? Like, to build your business, get more clients, you know, have a more healthy body, have better relationships? Does it? Does it really? Probably not. If you couldn't think it, would that make you more likely to create more content, advertise more, put yourself more out there? Have more loving, healthy relationships, be in a better body, like, would it? Maybe. Or just, like, feel better, right? Like, and feeling better, stress is the biggest cause of disease, so just having less stress makes you more healthy automatically. It's probably, right? So the thing about beliefs is recognizing that most of them, we have no way of knowing if they're true or not. What you can ask yourself, is it helpful or not? Is it useful or not? And you get to choose the beliefs that you want. You can eradicate beliefs that are not helpful by doing what we've been doing. And you can install beliefs that are helpful. And one of the core ways of doing that is incantations, where you say it over and over again with conviction, full body, like, use your voice, use your body, and you kind of wire it in your nervous system. I find that helpful. You don't even have to do that. Just by questioning it and really getting that it's a ludicrous thought is starts the process. But we could do, like, maybe it's a better belief is, I've done everything right. Like, literally, like, everything I've ever done is right. Why is that not true? Everything I did was the best that I knew how to do in that moment. Was that the right thing to do in that moment? The best that I knew how to do, that version of me in that moment knew how to do, was that the right thing to do in that moment? Of course it was. Like, what else would it be other than right? So that means, given that in every single moment, it's true for every moment, every decision, everything I've ever done, and the same is true for you, everything you've ever done, every decision you ever made, every action you took was the best thing you knew how to do in that moment. Even if in the moment you did it, you kind of knew it was wrong, there was still a reason why you did it anyway, and that is the reason that it was the ultimately the thing that you believe was the best thing to do in that moment. So everything that you've done up to this moment is right. How does that feel? I've done everything right. I have done everything right. I've done everything right. I have done everything right. Use your body, use your voice, get it in your nervous system. Own it. Feel how that feels. If something pops up, there's like, no, but what about this? Then you go, you look at that. You can look at that. Is that true that I fucked this thing up? Did I know better at the time? No, I didn't. So is it true that that was wrong? What does that even mean? What does wrong mean? Well, wrong usually means that you look back at it. Being the person that you are today, you look back at it and you see, well, that's not what I would have done today, knowing what I know today, being the person I am today. But you weren't that person then, right? And we want it to be true in every moment in your life that you're always better, smarter than you were the moment before. You want to keep learning, keep growing. And so it's always going to be the case that when you look back at any decision you made, chances are that had you been the person you are today, you would have made a different decision. That's awesome. That's great. That's called life. It's called growth. It's called learning. It's called the way it's supposed to be. But that doesn't make it wrong in retrospect. It was still right for the person you were at the time that you did it. Do you get this? It's so critical. It's so important that you get this, that you stop chastising yourself for shit you did in the past. Because if you think you did something wrong in the past, guess what? You might be scared that you could do something wrong right now, right? But if you absolve yourself of that guilt of having done anything wrong because you know that everything you did was the best that you could do, then you know that you can't fuck this up. There's nothing that you can do right now that's going to be wrong. Because you can only do the best that you can possibly do right now, given your resources, given your beliefs, given your mindset, given your energetic state, given everything, you can only do the best that you can do right now, and that's the best that you can do. And hopefully, when you look back in a month or 6 months or a year or 5 years or 10 years, you're going to look back and be like, oh my God, how silly I was. I didn't know. I didn't know shit. And that's how it should be. The faster you go to learn more, to the shorter the time horizon where you look back at what you did even last week and you're like, oh my God, I'm so much wiser now, the better. There is so much upside to life. There's so much potential, so much possibility in every area of your life, and this is accessible to you. And it's all on the other side of the things that are holding you back, which are limiting beliefs. It can be low energy in your body, so you need to build your body. It can be stuck emotions in your body, feelings that you weren't able to process at the time, so now you need to go back and feel them so that you can be free and get it out of your system. It can be energetic blocks, entanglements. I've been going on a deep dive lately on family constellations, which is all about energetic blocks between different members of the family, people who live before you in the bloodline, who you are related to but may not even know about or be aware of. All of these are things that can hold you back and that kill the alignment in the forward momentum. And this, in my experience, is by far the most important work that you can do, because that is the stuff that's going to keep you stuck, so that no matter what strategies or tools or goals or whatever you have, you're not getting anywhere, because all of this, the unconscious portion, is a million times more powerful than the conscious part of you. Imagine if you had to consciously beat your heart, consciously digest all your food, consciously breathe and take up the oxygen from each breath of air, consciously eliminate, consciously kill cells and have them breed new cells. Imagine if consciously you had to do all this stuff. Thank God we don't have to do that, because we have a conscious mind that manages all of this stuff for us, that just does it for us. It's amazing. And so we want to wire the nervous system, the unconscious mind, so that achieving our outcomes become easy, so that that becomes natural and easy. So figure out what helpful beliefs would actually get you where you want to go, and not just achieving for the sake of you, because once you get good at achieving, you realize that that's never going to fill you up. What fills you up is the growth, the person that you're becoming, and being able to contribute and give to others. That's what it's going to nurture you long term. And so now your achievement becomes about that. How can I, the goal is not about the goal, it's about who you become in the process of achieving the goal, right? It's the challenge that helps you grow. We always grow through challenges. That's the essence of the hero's journey. There's something about ordinary world that's broken that calls us to adventure. And we're like, first we're like, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to refuse this adventure. I don't want to do it. But then eventually we do, and we grow so much through this process, and we become a different person. And now we're ready for the next adventure, and the next adventure, and the next adventure, and this never ends. But the gift is not in the elixir or what we achieve, it's on who we become in the process. And because of that, we are now able to give. And if part of what you achieve is a lot of money, you can give a lot of money. That's one of many resources that you can contribute. But the growth and the contribution are what makes it all worth it. And so decide that you've done everything right, that you deserve this, that you are worthy of having everything that you desire, because you are. Not because of you have to prove it or anything you don't achieve, but just because you are who you are, decide that, choose that, wire that in your nervous system. I deserve it. I deserve to have whatever it is. I am worthy of having the thing that I want. I've done everything right up until this point. I am freaking amazing. I am amazing. I want you to say that with me. Do it every day, many, many times, and you will see the difference that this makes. If this was helpful to you, then go hit the subscribe button, click that bell, get notifications, tell all your friends about this, because I'm on a mission to unleash the human creative life force. Every one of you and your friend over there, and your mother and your father and your kids and your coworkers, all of you have so much untapped life force energy in you that you're not even freaking aware of. I do too. I'm kind of aware of it, but there's way more than even I'm aware of. There's so much power in us. Creative. Like we can make fucking humans. It's insane. We can make little babies and we don't even need to know the mechanics of how that works. Isn't that fucking bonkers? There is so much creative life force in us. Like, let me tell you a short story. Over here, over there, this is Manhattan. One of those buildings, I don't know if you can see it. I think it's a little bit over there. Anyway, you might not, let me see if I, no. Some other day, I might show you. But there's a building called the Empire State Building. You've probably heard of it. And that building was built in 14 months from they started pouring the foundation till it was open to the public with electricity and plumbing and freaking everything. They were able to do that in 14 months. Today, it took them like a decade to build the Freedom Tower. We are capable of so much more than we're living right now. And that's what I want to unlock. And it's being constrained by limiting beliefs, by super efficient government policies, where like I opened this video with, like they're throwing away $1 trillion worth of shit that you worked for. This is your creative life force that went to work for someone. Maybe you're a massage therapist or a coach or a course creator or some other, like you did shit to make money so you could pay a third to a half of that in taxes so that your politicians can throw that away on garbage. Like, I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's real. That's one of the reasons why in my software company, Simplero, we don't have any investors. We don't have VCs. We don't have any of that stuff. Because what usually happens is that the people who made the thing get shafted. Because the investors are in it for a freaking exit. They want an exit. They want to go IPO maybe if everything goes well. Or they want to get acquired by someone. And usually the person, the company acquiring them, don't really care about the product or the team too much. They usually want, or the customers for that matter, they usually want they might want some of the team and they might want some of the patents or technology, they might want the customer list, but they don't actually care too much about all the sweat equity that made into built to do this. I've seen this so many times with companies whose products I used, and then they got acquired and then it just like completely turned to shit. Like Mint.com, SendGrid, Zencoder, so many products over the years that have just gone to shit like that. And to me, it hurts to see creative human life force energy being wasted. There's people who cared, poured their hearts and souls and love into this product, into these customers, into doing really good work, and they were just thrown away so that some people could make money. And usually, if the acquisition is good, it's great, but like even an IPO, oftentimes what happens is like all the investors, all the investment banks and all that, they take their big wins early on, and then like the rest is just left to flounder. And anyway, so unlocking human creative life force, unleashing human creative life force at scale is what we're about here. If that's something that you can get behind, subscribe to this channel, hit the bell for the ding, for the notifications, and tell all your friends, and let's get this fucking thing. Man, like the golden age is fucking here if we want it. Like we've got every opportunity to really see dramatic improvement in life. But just like most people have no idea about their own creative potential, we as a society have no clue about the creative potential of all the people here. It's amazing what we can accomplish if we can just get our heads together and get organized around it. So that's what I'm about ushering in. So let's do it together. Entrepreneurship, coaching are two key components. Entrepreneurship is how we organize resources to make things happen with limited resources. And coaching is how we get the mind right so that we don't waste. It's like most of what we do is like one foot on the gas, one foot on the brake, which wastes a ton of energy. Coaching is what starts to peel that apart so that we can go faster with less wasted energy. And that's the whole game. That's what I'm all about. All right, that's it. Now, ending here. Love you. See you in the next video. Have a great one. Bye-bye.